In this bulletin, US troops deployed to Israel to help monitor the Gaza ceasefire deal. An earthquake triggers a tsunami warning for the Philippines and neighbouring regions of Indonesia. And in football, Sam Kerr returns to the Matilda squad. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biba Kwan. US officials have announced they're sending about 200 troops to Israel to help support and monitor the Gaza ceasefire deal. In a post on social media, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says US personnel will be tasked with monitoring the Gaza agreement in Israel and will work with other international forces on the ground. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says if a request is made for Australia to send troops to assist, it will be considered.
We'll continue to work with our allies and continue to work constructively as we have done the whole way through.
A strong earthquake has struck off the Philippines' Mindanao region, prompting tsunami warnings for nearby coastal areas. The PhilVox agency is warning of damage and aftershocks, urging people living in coastal towns in the central and southern Philippines to immediately evacuate to higher ground or move further inland. The agency said wave heights of up to more than 1 metre above normal tides could be expected in coming hours. The US Tsunami Warning System has issued an alert saying hazardous tsunami waves are possible for coasts located within 300 kilometres of the epicentre. Indonesia issued a tsunami warning for the northern Sulawesi and Papua regions. Foreign Minister Penny Wong says Australia has raised the welfare and treatment of Australian activists detained and deported by Israel with Israeli officials in both Canberra and Tel Aviv. Australian activists detained in Israel have alleged that some were subjected to human rights abuses. Seven Australians were part of the Gaza-bound aid flotilla that was intercepted by Israel's military in international waters last week. Arriving in Sydney after being deported to Jordan, the group says the conditions they face included being kicked, punched and spat at, while also being denied access to clean drinking water and menstrual pads. Senator Wong told a Senate Estimates hearing that Australia had worked hard to support the detainees and provided consular assistance. She says the government warned against attempts by the group to breach Israel's naval blockade because of the safety risks to the Australians involved.
We have made clear our expectation that any detainees receive humane treatment in line with international norms. I've said so publicly, Senator. I can also indicate the Australian government has raised the welfare and treatment of Australians detained with Israel, both in Tel Aviv and in Canberra.
Israel has denied the allegations of abuse, calling them brazen lies. Independent David Pocock has been banned from attending Parliament House's social sports club after voicing concerns about the club's association with the betting lobby. The Australian Parliament Sports Club says it's inappropriate for him to remain a member because of his criticism. The former Wallabies captain says he raised concerns with the club's CEO, Andy Turnbull, before going public, including over sponsorship from the gambling lobby.
I really take exception to parliamentary sport being used like that, and I think most Australians would, and I think particularly in the context of gambling, where we have the vast majority of Australians wanting a ban on gambling ads, you've got a parliament, a government that hasn't done that, and then people learn, well, actually even parliamentary sport is being leveraged by the gambling industry.
Mr Turnbull has denied lobbying takes place on the field and says the club was registered as a precaution given it brings together MPs and corporate sponsors. And to sport, in football, Sam Kerr is back in the Matilda squad for the first time since late 2023. It comes ahead of friendlies against Wales and England. Courtney Vine and Katrina Gorry also feature in a 24-player squad announced today. Kerr last played for Australia in November 2023, having endured a horror rehabilitation from an ACL tear, suffered at a Chelsea training camp in January 2024. The striker returned for the Blues last month, scoring her 100th goal for the club in her first game back. Matilda's coach, John Montemuro, said in a statement that having Kerr back in the squad is a special moment, not just for the team, but for Australian football. And that's the latest from the SBS Newsroom.